Blog Talk Radio.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you. Yeah. The door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio. Your host, Ben Alfred, and Carl Ben Groovy.
When I call and you may not think that I care for you, well, you know deep down inside.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
All right. Once again, we are on. We are in the scenes. We are here today. Welcome to the three-part series. We are talking about fatherhood and homelessness. This has been a three-part series we've been doing for the past 3 weeks, and we are genuinely proud to have you all listen. We want to appreciate everybody for tuning in, and just want to get into a few things today, announcements. First things first, we want to make sure that everybody knows that we are here to support you. You are our audience, and we love you for your support, your understanding, your patience, your gratefulness, and we are going to get into it today. So, with that being said, let's get into it a little bit. We have a few things we want to go into, and I want to give a shout out to a co-host, Brother Kofi, who is running a little bit late today. And we just want to make sure you know that, we thinking about him and let him know that, it's all good. Also, if you have any questions or you want to be part of the show, please tune in. We are here to support you and show you that love and to let you know that, we're trying to make it hot for you every time, but we're trying to give the hot subjects that people not even thinking about, perspectives people are not thinking about, angles that people are not, thinking about. So we want you to tune in. Get part of the show, be on, and as some might say, accept your own, be yourself, and be part of the solution, not part of the problem. NSF Radio is here in the house. So just want to be able to tell you that we appreciate you and everything that you do. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate that. And we want you to know we are here. We are pushing this subject today of fatherhood and homelessness. Okay, now, with that being said, let's just talk about it. You know what I'm saying? The perspective of the fatherhood and homelessness is a deep subject. It's a very sensitive subject to some people, on some level, some perspective. Or some way of thinking, it's a domino effect that people don't even understand. You understand? And in some cases, it's not an excuse. It's just somebody puts themselves in a situation and they gave up on themselves or they gave up on their life that they had in the past. But then there's some that are put in a situation they didn't ask to be put in. And we have to look at that. So, with that being said, then, we need to get into it. Just let that happen. What I want to do is talk to you about the issue when it comes to a broader issue at hand, where we talk about the issue of a lifestyle as a homeless person or a homeless father or a person that is going through an issue. So, with that being said, we would love for you to be part of our talk today and allow us to be in that solution.
Connection. To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Brother trying to get Brother Kubi on the line. And I guess he's going in super late. Anyways, we need to talk about these issues. And what I would like us to do is to get these issues put in a situation where we can have that better understanding. Let's get into the gist of it. There is a higher rate of homelessness in men than there is in women. I'm not saying that men, you know, have it really, really hard when they're homeless, because a man's instincts kick in and a survival instincts start to move along the way. But what does happen, what is happening, is that, you know, women do have it harder being homeless than there is for men on a lot of levels. But men that are homeless, the cause of their homelessness is way different than most female issues. And these are statistics that I'm pulling from Harvard, Howard University, the National Fathers .org Foundation. There is a government program out of Washington, D.C., that talks about the fatherhood issues and dynamic. And, you know, if we look at those issues, then we can see a lot of things that has been truly unseen. You know? So, with that being said, we do have a special guest to come on. And just trying to get them on the line right now. So everybody, please bear with me today. As I attempt to do so and get them on the line. Okay, we are having some technical difficulties right now. Do want to apologize about the dead air. But in the meanwhile, why don't we go to a commercial break from our new show, The Midnight Oil with King Cam.
Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more. What's going on? You're listening. What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right. We want to make sure everybody understands we're going to a little perspective right now. We are having some technical difficulties. I guess our guests are not showing up, and my host is, I don't know where she's at right now, so forgive me about that. But listen, let us get into the show. let us get into the part where we're talking about this issue. Once again, if you have any questions, want to tune into the show, want to be part of the conversation, get into the limelight here and get your voice being heard on a daily basis, please tune into NSF Radio. Every week, we are doing different content, different subjects. Every week, we are getting into different other perspectives. Now, with that being said, we want to also give a shout out to our show that comes up every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Pacific and Mountain Time, we are talking 11 p.m. to 12 noon. Please tune in. You haven't wanted to be part of the subject, just call in 516-418-5805. That's 516-418-5805. And we are live. We would like you to tune in today and definitely be part of the subject today, because this, we are getting into heart. We also going to have a special Alfred's Corner, where we are talking about the history. We are talking about that special cuisine, that special touch, you know, and where you can be part of a good family cooking meal, something hot and fresh. We also want to make an announcement today. We want to let you know that we will be having NSF Radio clothing line. So if you are a fan of Kufi Speaks or Midnight Oil, you know, just click onto the link on NSF Radio at nsfatherhood.org and then click on NSF Radio, and you will be able to go in, click on to the other link, which leads you into the store, where you can get all the content you need, you can get the latest things, and find out what else is going on with you, and what you can buy, from shoes, the book bags, to that special gift for that special somebody. So we want you to tune in today. Be part of the great conversation, and be able to support and be able to love, laugh, and be happy on a great. We want to ask you, you know, what do you think? What do you think is the cause of homelessness? What makes a person that really did not choose that lifestyle, or some that has chosen that lifestyle? What is your perspective on that? Okay? And what do you think that those kind of people or that kind of situation or lifestyle entails? And how can you say, I want to prevent that? I want to help somebody get out of that situation, you know? So be part of this. Be part of the conversation. Let me know what you're thinking about right now. When you hear somebody say, I'm homeless, I'm hooked on drugs, I abuse myself, and I cut myself, or I sleep in the woods, and I choose to live like this because I don't want to be part of society, or these kind of things. What kind of factors pop up in your head when you hear people making these statements? Give me your opinion. Once again, the phone number is 516-418-5805. Tune in. We are getting live. We are on the air, and we are talking about this subject. Okay, and now we're also going to get into to talk about the issue. Not the issue, but what we plan on doing. The National Saving Fatherhood Foundation is plans for the rest of the year for 2020 is that we are trying to expand. We are trying to grow. We would like to add more programs. Also, you can call National Seed and Fatherhood at 1-800-903-2096 and press extension 1 for your customer service and new client services. Also, if you are a person that is going through trouble, you want to be a better father, or you want to make that, keep that contact with your children or child, or you want to try to mend the fences between your mother of your children and yourself, well, tune in or call us at 1-800-903-2096 extension 1, and we will be glad to have to take the time and put you through the procedures so that we can help you achieve that goal. Now, all I'm saying to you is just to make that step. Also, if you want to make a donation, go to nsfatherhood.org and click the button and do a $5 donation today. Or give a gift or something. Make a donation on behalf of a gift to somebody. If you'd like to donate to the radio station and you like the content and the broadcasting or the shows that we are part of producing here, please go on to National Saving Fatherhood or NSF Radio on the website and press that donation button on the bottom and make a contribution to the radio station. You can make multiple donations, as many as you want. There is no limit. We're just telling you that, you know, we are here to help you. We serve the community and we aid the community. And we do what the community needs so that we can have a better focus on helping healing our great nation. And you know what? I just wanted to say that to you. So with that, without holding up any further, let us go into this a little bit more. Let's talk about steps. Okay. Yes, you can be homeless, but do you have to stay that way? Do you have access to resources and materials or tools to get you out of homelessness? Okay. I have to say this. It has been hard on a lot of people that I've met in my 43 years. Yes, I may be handsome, I may be cute, I may be a little bit something else, but let me tell you something right now. Hey, it's not that funny, but But anyways, I am the kind of person, I meet people along the way that lives different ways and different lifestyles. But a lot of times I've heard from people along the way was, I live like this because of this. It's because of no resources or no attributes, or they don't know how to seek out resources. Some states, they have like 211 or 611, or they have a code where you can call without a phone, making a phone call number. And most states and most places will have resources for you so they can help you and aid you to come into a program that can put you in a position to get a home, a place, or a job, and take those steps, the basics of that, and give a ground root foundation so you can aid yourself in making a better life for yourself. And, you know, for that to happen, you need to be able to, one, want the help. Now, I'm not going to say everybody does not want the help. There's some people that do, and there's some people that just do not want that help. They really do not care. They like to be off the grid, as some would say in the 60s. They don't want the man watching them. They don't want to pay taxes. They just want no help. So, with that being said, we have to look at, if you're going to live your life, live your best life. If you're going to want to improve your life, then you need to be ready to fight to bring your life to a better life. Because if you're fighting for something, the greater is the reward that will come once the fight is done. You understand? But that fight is always going to be continuing. And because it becomes a continuous thing, then we have to understand and look at a better way and to take it. Well, one, find a program. You could do NSF. You can call us, or you can go to Red Cross, Catholic Charities, Goodwill. There is AAA. There's different resources and prospective places where, you know, that will help you get on your feet. Okay, but see, there's also some things we have to look at. Okay, every program has their base or foundation. Some might have a religious respect, and you might say, well, I don't believe in that religion. Well, let me put it like this. My father, who passed away recently, you know, and, you know, because of that, it's been hard. But one thing he did teach me: do what you can do for now until you can do better. And if you put your time in to better yourself, then the reward becomes greater. And if the reward becomes greater, then you will see a better life for yourself, your family, and every aspect. Okay? So this is we're only at step one right now. We're just talking step one, how to set that foundation. This is step one. Okay? Two, we're going to step two. Now, step two is once you set up that foundation, you started your program, you started to reach out for resources, or if you want to maintain the homelessness lifestyle, you got your backpack set, you got a plan on how to live that life safely and respectfully. And my personal opinion on this aspect, if you do want to live in a homeless society or a way of living, then what you need to do is make sure that your supplies are funded on a regular basis. You know where you can get food. You know how you can get clothing, how you can maintain your lifestyle, your health, and everything else you need to make happen. So we have to look at these steps. Now, this is step two. Okay, step two is very important. Okay, we have to get on to step two. Step two is where we make our life-changing plans. Okay, we are making our life-changing plans. Okay, but before we can make our life-changing plans, we have to look as what we have been talking in this series about: substance abuse, mental abuse, better health, better well-being, and a balanced way of thinking, which I cover as mental, but you, if you think about thought and mental balance, is sort of a different concept on some levels. Because thinking is an act. Mental health is a medical term, and it's a term of that is used to basically it's a term to use to say that you are healthy and you are well balanced in your day-to-day actions. Okay? And I say it again. It is a showing of a well-balanced health or mental health. It talks about the health of your brain, like your thinking is not just thinking, but it's healthy. It's pink, as they might say. The brain looks pink, or pinkish hue, and it has no bruises, and it has not affected your thought. It's an analytical or analyzing your thought, and as well as health. Just like when you eat an apple, the cause of the apple makes the body go through an immune system or go through the flushing of the system and so on and so forth. Okay? Now, our brother has come in, and I want to say to my brother, I missed you. I don't know what happened to you. So let's give Brother Kubi a round of applause.
Yeah. I apologize. I've been trying to get on for a little while. I had some looks like I had some signal issues. I could only get about one bar. I couldn't get the Wi-Fi working right, so I just drove about 15 minutes out. I got some signal, so I'm on. I apologize to everybody, but I've been listening in for a little bit, and I was trying to listen on as much as I could, but I'm glad to finally make it. So I'm sorry to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Give him another round of applause on that one. Yeah, boy. Thank you. Brother Koopy is in the house. Everybody get on, get with the funk. But anyways, we are talking about, we are the final stage, Brother Koopy. Can you believe it? This is the final show of Fatherhood and Homelessness series, the three-part series. We are getting into it.
Yeah.
And it's been crazy. It's like a subject that I have never really conquered or tried to conquer before. And I talk about a lot of things in my lifetime when it comes to certain subjects or teaching. In my, 43 years of living, in my 30 years of teaching. During that time, I've never got into a subject this deep. But I want to say this is something that's really profound, very interesting, and truly something that is needed to be talked about, because what is going on is the statistics. When you do a research project like something like this, you get into the aspect of trying to an effect of seeing these stories that pop up, but nobody really looks at it. And nobody really says, huh, well, okay, so this is why this person is homeless. And I also see why this person is homeless. But I also see why we've seen a raise in this subject of homelessness in this category. Because there's so many categories that go along with being homeless. It's ridiculous. I mean, we can sit here and talk for hours on what mostly caused women to be homeless. Not just fatherhood or fathers that are homeless, but why motherhood is cause of homelessness. But you can see the differences there as well. You know? And it's just crazy. And it's just crazy on so much And then you just sit there and you try to, like, say, okay, we need to talk about this. Because this is this thing is not this is something I didn't even know. And you know, especially for me, and I can speak for me, I can't speak for you, but for me, I've been homeless 3 times in my life. Okay? 3 times in my lifetime I've been homeless. And some was due to my actions. And some was due to me integrating with somebody else that put me in that position. I can't say homelessness is a place, but I can almost say it's sort of like they say the Nation of Islam used to always say that it's a nation within a nation. There's a homeless nation. It's not. Dudes on the corners going, give me change. It's a homeless nation. There's a society of homelessness that is basically, it's like a self-government within a government. There's rules to this thing. You right. can't do certain things. I remember, I don't know if you remember that old show used to come on TV, Night Court. You remember that one?
Yeah,
you ever heard of Night Court? Yeah, Night Court. Night Court had this guy named Phil. He was a homeless bum. Dan Fielding, the character Dan Fielding, he had this homeless guy named Phil. Now, Phil always kissed up to Dan, who was the lawyer on the show. I think he was the public defender. And he'll do anything Dan tell him to do. Dan will give him a buck or a quarter or whatever. And then one day, Phil died. And this lawyer pops up. I remember this episode vividly because it should have shocked me. And because where they got the information about doing that episode was based on a real story. This other lawyer comes and approaches Dan Fielding, and he says, "Mr. Fielding, I have some information for you regarding Phil." And he said, "What can it be?" You know, Phil's back then, he had that attitude, like, you know, womanizer, hard ass, whatever you want to call him. But what happened was the lawyer handed him says, "You are now the inheritance for Phil such and such estate." And Dan says, "What is his estate? His cart full of cans? What, his dirty old raggy clothes?" Find out Phil was filthy rich. He was filthy, filthy rich. I mean, the man had billions and billions to the point he had a foundation. A Phil Foundation to help other people. And nobody had a clue. Now, I speak about that episode because in New York, when I was a young brother in my early 20s I met a brother in the nation who was telling me, and when I was in New York, that when he was selling papers, they saw this homeless guy. You know, he had a go-kart full of cans, and he'll smell like piss. He'll smell like you just, ammonia was just part of his body odor almost, or what, a puke, whatever. He would sit there in the corner, beg for change all day and go across the city doing that for hours and hours at a time. Now, the brothers told me, "Watch this." I said, "What do you mean?" So we're sitting there at Malcolm X Boulevard and trying to sell some papers. And we're sitting there, and that guy was there. They pointed him out and said, "Yo, bro, see him? See him? See him?" And what happened next, you ain't ever, ever going to believe. This dude got up in a limousine with a chauffeur, took his cans and stuff and put it to the side, got in the car with the limousine, and then drove off in the limousine. I said, what the hell is that? The brother said, you know that man's filthy rich? I said, nah, man, how is he going to be filthy rich? Man, that man more got more money than anything. They said, listen, they like that dude's got millions. And then he said, you remember, then he talked about the episode. He said, that's where they got that idea for that episode. There's a lot of homeless people's mentality. They just want to live that lifestyle. And they got billions and millions of dollars and living on the street when they want to. And they got a big old mansion that they don't even use sometimes, but they're rich as hell. I don't know about you, brother, but that just made me just like, what the hell? So, woo, you know, woo. And so, I mean, have you ever heard something like that crazy?
I mean, I've seen some things like that before. I know that it's happened. As far as it being the norm, I don't know if we would say it's the norm, but it's definitely cases of it out there.
Yeah, yeah, I know, man. But it's just like it's just crazy, man, to do that. But then you also have people who are living the homeless life on a perspective of cause and effect. Okay, the cause might be something diminishing, like addiction, abuse, mental imbalance, trauma, like Vietnam vets and veterans from Desert Storm and military vets. I even met a pioneer from the nation one time in Mississippi who was sleeping on the street. And this man used to do security for Louis Farrakhan. Now, I tried to clean him up, wanted to clean him up. He wouldn't take it. He said, I like living this way. I tried to come back, but, you know, part of it was that he wanted to live that lifestyle. And the other part was that he wanted to stay hooked on drugs. He was hooked on crack cocaine and acid. He'd do that rock whenever he could. And that was the way he thought, and that was the way he was thinking. So, you know, I can't say about every aspect of it all, because we're trying to wrap this up today. But we have to look at that. So, you know, with that being said, you know, we just want to get into it. Listen, if y'all got something to say, please tune in. Please call in. It's 516-418-5805. Please call into the show if you have any questions. You want to get anything done today. You want to make a speak about the subject of homelessness, fatherhood, what it means to be homeless, the lifestyle of a homeless person. Okay, the day-to-day lifestyle of what it means. We have to look at these things because it can be something that can affect you and might happen to you one day. You need to know what you kind of tools you're going to need to so you can survive, in whether it's in the woods, in the subway, or on the street, or behind the 7-Eleven, wherever, or even in the dumpster, whatever you're doing to keep that lifestyle or try to change that lifestyle. We need to give you the tools so you can have it. If you have any questions, you need some assistance, please free call us, okay? 1-800-903-2096. And new client and customer service number is extension 1. Also, if you're looking to do something different, on another great level, like want to make your life better by financial tips or stuff like that, we are going to try to get some financial advisors to come on the show soon and try to get people to that has experience dealing with these issues on a greater level and assist you on having resources. Now, I don't know about everybody when it comes to the cause and effect when it's financial issues or you're trying to make that happen. I'm not an expert with that. But I will tell you what I can tell you is that if you having trouble, okay, we are going to put a program, you know, willing, you know, if it be the will, you know, we are going to put a program so we can aid you and help you, whether it's trying to get documents or files or programs or get into a program that will assist you further, if it's, even if it's not our programs, but we prefer you to do that, we will allow that to you. Now, you know, we just get into another thing right now where we can let you know that some statistics, and these people have come to me saying, I'm having trouble getting my birth certificate. They will say, also, I can't get my Social Security card, so I can't get this job, so now I'm sleeping on the street. Those kind of things. Okay? So I want you to understand that. And I want you to know that, you know, we understand your plight, we understand your situation, and we will be glad to help you if we can. But we don't run on air. We do want that forwarding money to be put into the pot so that we can assist those who need help. If you have a friend, say, listen, man, it's only $5. Come on, $5 a month? You can't do $5 a month. Then something's really going on. Okay? $5 to help a family stay together. $5. And that's all we're asking. Make that contribution today. Make that change. Put yourself in that better position. Help somebody in need. And let's get it going today. All right? So we're going to get into the next part of the segment right now. And here we go. Hey, Kuvi.
Yes, sir.
I did it again.
Oh, well, what you got cooking this time?
All right, man, let me put it like this. All right. I was sitting there like, okay, I go to the Chinese food restaurant or the Thai food restaurant, and I go up there, and, you know, they got that orange chicken, you know, the orange Thai chicken, the spicy orange chicken. And I was like,
yeah.
I can make this. I can make this. So we got a recipe for you. We got that Thai spicy chicken rice. I'm talking about that Szechuan Chinese, you know, kind of thing. Okay, so we everybody, this is what I need everybody to do. Okay? All right, to do this recipe, you will need 2 to 3 cups of brown rice. You need ginger chopped and grinded into fine juice or paste, okay? Some white pepper, and you're also going to need some green and red pepper, one each, okay? And you want to chop them up into slivers, like slices, okay? Get that going for you, okay? And then you're going to need some red pepper flakes, or also called crushed peppers, like 1/3 cup of that, okay? Because you're going to have to spread it through the recipe, throughout the whole recipe, and it's going to be certain parts of it. We're going to need 1/2 cup of orange juice, 1 cup of chicken, white meat. You can use dark meat, but white meat soaks up the flavor quicker. Dark meat, it sucks up the flavor, but it does not really hold too good. It's because it's got its own flavor into it. Okay? We also going to need some sesame seed oil. We're going to need 1/4 cup, not too much. Okay? Because it's fried rice. We're making fried rice. Okay? 1 whole orange. one half of an onion chopped fine, okay? So you want it like sort of like little tiny squares, chopped up fine, a tablespoon of sugar. I prefer to use brown sugar, and then you cut the tablespoon in half. You do not need to use the whole tablespoon if you use brown sugar, because brown sugar is more richer than white sugar, you know, and it will give a better pop to the sweet part of it. You're going to need 1/3 cup of soy sauce, because you want to get that brown rice, you want to brown that rice nice and good, okay? So, y'all, we're going to get into this part right now and talk about this part. Now, check it out. All right. First thing you're going to do is, one, get that those peppers and those red onion, that green onion chopped up fine. Get into it. Make sure it's chopped up, stripped it up nice and good, okay? And what you're going to do is you're going to take a tablespoon of oil, of that sesame seed oil, and you're going to put it into the pot. And you want to get one of those big pots, like a stir-fry pot. And you're going to take that stir-fry pot, and you want to put that sesame oil. Make sure it's popping, okay? What you can do is to test it out. Make sure it's popping right. Once, give it about 3 to 4 minutes. If you put it on high heat, I always start at a high heat. Once you got it up to high heat, then you take a piece of a pepper or onion. If that thing starts to fry up a little quick, then you're ready to put all your other ingredients into it. Okay? So once you got the peppers and the onions, you start stir frying that up, steaming up. Take a little bit of water if you want. You can do that, the tablespoon water, to get it steamed up, to soften up the peppers. Got the onions cooking. And then here's what you're doing this. Then is what you do next. You take the chicken, and you take it, and you can do it. This is how you cut time for you. You take the chicken, the chopped up chicken, and you take some orange juice. You take like 1/4 cup of orange juice and red crushed pepper, and you put that in the microwave for 3 to 4 minutes, depending on if you have a good microwave. It should only take about 3 minutes, because you really don't want it to go too long. If you do not, you might have to do 4 minutes, depending on the type of microwave. You got them cheap microwaves you get from Family Dollar or Dollar Tree. Yeah, you're going to need 4 or 5 minutes then, okay? Once you do that, the chicken's going to be cooking. It's going to be sucking up all the red pepper flavor and the orange juice flavor into the chicken. So while that's going in the microwave, that's running in the microwave, you got the peppers, the onions, stir-frying, and right now starting to cook and basically cooking down. Now, what you're going to do is also, while you're having this on, now what I tell everybody what they need to do, if you cook brown rice a day ahead, it sucks up the moisture faster. So you want to take that brown rice, right, and you want to boil it. Make sure it go through the normal procedure. Clean that rice out real quick. When you put it in the water, it's going to get foggy. You wash the rice 3 times until the rice is clear, till the water is completely clear. So once you clean it and you got it clear, you clean it, you know, dump the water out, clean it again, dump it out, clean it again. And you keep cleaning until the water, you can see right through it every time. That gets all the excess starch, because you do not want all that starch in there. That will cut the calories, that will cut it in half, that will make sure that you get the proper protein that you need for your body out of the rice. And what you want to do from that point on, you start the normal process, boiling the water, getting the rice good. Once the rice is cooked fine and you want the moisture is out of the rice and it puffs up, then you're ready for the next stage, okay? You take
Hello,
the chicken.
Are you there?
Yeah. Yeah. Once you got that cooking, then once you got that cooking, you got that rice cooking, and you got that all mixed up, then what you do next is important. you know, and here it goes. I see you dropping the car, but you in the, what are you in the woods? I don't know what you're doing, man. What you got going on?
Well, I was on the show. I don't know what happened. I was on the show. I don't know what happened. I was listening, and then all of a sudden you went away. You know, the next thing I knew, it told me that I was off. It just hung up, so I don't know. But I came right back on.
Do nothing. I just see it like I'm talking and like, oh, what the hell? You know what? Hey, you know what they say? When you're going through trials and tribulations, that means something great's coming your way. So guess what? I get something really great coming your way.
Amen. I received it.
Yeah. So like I said, we get into that recipe, man. We get into at the point, okay, we got the rice cooking. We got the peppers. The onion started cooking. Okay, we got the crushed pepper and the chicken in, as well as we're going to start seasoning. We put the white pepper into the seasoning. We put half of the white pepper into the peppers, onions, along with the crushed pepper into the peppers, onions. Get that part stir-fried up. Now, here's where it gets real cool. As you stir-frying the peppers and onions, you take the a little bit of orange juice, right? And you put it into the onions, and you cook it with the orange juice, okay? So now you got the juice of the orange juice cooked into the chicken. You also got it cooked into the vegetables. It's mixing up. The flavor's starting to pop. A little heat comes in there. Now, what I do next is I use hot sauce. Now you can use any kind of hot sauce. You're gonna make this as hot as you want or mild as you want. I use mild hot sauce to enhance the heat just a little bit. Okay. Also, you can use some tobacco sauce or something. Okay, and get going on to it. But like I said, we're getting it good for you now. Every week, we're going to try to get into a little bit of something for you. Now, we're talking about Thai food right now. Also, we've been talking about fatherhood and homelessness. What kind of aspect of that? I want to say to you, our new caller, thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate your time, your patience, and the energy of coming on. And we are talking about, we are in the segment part of Alpha's Cooking Corner. So we getting hot with it and getting wet with it. So get your pen out. If you do not have a pen, get your notepad on your phone, cell phone out, because we got the recipe for Thai fried rice. Okay, Thai orange chicken fried rice. Now this orange chicken fried rice got a little kick of it, and it's got, as George Constanza would say, George like it spicy. You know George like it really spicy. You know, we just keep it really good and really spicy. You know what I'm saying? So everybody, okay, we got the chicken cooking. We got the vegetables cooking in there. Okay, we're gonna get to the next part. Okay, we got the rice. All right, now we're at the stage where the rice is all set. It's puffed out. The water's there. It's drained out. It's drained. It cleared it up. Make sure it's ready to proceed. Okay, now we're gonna start blending things up. Okay, just a little bit. But before we get into that part of really blending it up, we want to also get into the part where we are going to cut up the oranges. Okay, so you're going to take one whole orange, and you're going to slice it. And you're going to slice it. And you're going to slice the oranges. You're going to slice the oranges nice and thin, you know, like less than an inch thin. You want to get it nice and thin. You want to make sure you're cutting it up, and you want to get as many, you want to cut the whole orange up if possible, all right, because now you got that flavor, orange flavor started to cut through. Once you got this sliced up, next thing you're going to do, take the oranges, slices, put them in the frying pan with the vegetables. Get that steamed up. Then you're going to cover the top, let it steam up a little bit, get it nice and cooked and soft. With the orange, put a little bit more orange juice, maybe like a couple tablespoons of orange juice or like a shot glass of orange juice, and you're going to pour that into it. Cook that up real nice with it. Get it steamed up. Vegetables are now soft. Okay, we're at that part. Then we get to the other part. Okay, but we also want to tell you, like, listen, if you have any questions or anything, please be free to give us a call. Okay. 516-418-5805. Time is winding down, but we're getting into it. Okay, we got it set, and now we are to the next part. Okay, we got it going on, and now we put the rice in there. We put the chicken in there. Now we're going to add the soy sauce, okay? The soy sauce has got to come into the plate. So now you're frying up the rice. You got the mixed vegetable, the orange in there. You got the chicken in there. Everything is cooking. Everything is prepared. Everything's being part of it. You know, we are definitely making something happen here with this. All right, now we're going to add the soy sauce. We're going to add the sugar. Put the sugar into it. Get that part popping into it. We're going to start to stir it up with the soy sauce. Got it in. Got that going for you. Got the sugar. Got all the main ingredients starting to mix. We're going to add the crushed pepper. Get the crushed pepper and the ginger. Put that into play. Get that put into that mix with that. Once you start stirring that up, under 4 to 5 minutes, you're going to have that next important thing, that main thing, is going to be your fried rice ready to go. Okay? Well, Brother Kuvi, what we got going on in Kuvi Speaks this week?
Well, as far as Kofi Speaks on Blog Talk Radio, Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio, we are going to be talking specifically about, really, we're just going to kind of have it open-ended. I was thinking about being specific, but I think we're going to be open-ended. You know, we want to talk about some things that are going on as far as people are making, you know, big deal about voting, but how much effort should be put into voting versus how much effort should be put into our everyday life and our success. What are some things we can look at as far as currency is concerned, finances are concerned? Where should we be looking to? Should we continue to go by a centralized banking system, or how can we decentralize? What about some of this crypto stuff that's happening? What, in fact, is crypto? We'll probably spend a little bit of time even talking about some of our relationships, the relationships at home, business relationships, and what are the next moves that we can be able to do to ensure that we have multiple streams of income to make sure that we're working things out correctly. Also, even multiple streams of incomes when it comes to relationships, because a lot of us only have relationships that come from one place or one area, one direction. We only learn from one set of people and one group of people that usually agree with us. And so a wise man once said, if you have 7 streams of income at least, you will become a millionaire. Well, if you also want to become rich or wealthy concerning your lifestyle, where is your information coming from and how many streams of information are coming into your lifestyle as well. So we'll be talking about that on Saturday, 1 o'clock p.m. New York time, and we hope to hear from you then.
All right, all right. I wanted to say to you,
let's start the show.
And remember, Brother Alpha always says, I may fall down, but I get back up. Thank you for listening.